King Holiday Weekend, January 13th through the 17th in Miami, is Zoe's Winter Groove. Yes. What up, Alonzo Mourning?
What's going on, y'all? Tom, Sybil, Sherry.
How Happy you doing?
New Year to y'all.
Happy
I'm great.
Yeah,
Happy
Zoe.
New
Happy New Year.
How's Tracy? Everything good at the house?
Everybody's good. Everybody's awesome. The family is awesome. Thank you so much.
That's good. Now, it's not Zoe's Summer Groove anymore.
Yeah, well, we had the Summer Groove for 15 years. And this is our third annual Winter Groove. So we're celebrating 18 grooves. And we've generated well over $20 million with all of the events that we've done.
My man.
Towards the Mourning Family Foundation and all of our efforts through Honey Shine, the mentoring program that my wife has for young girls, and then also the Overtown Youth Center, which is something that we're looking to replicate and expand to other areas across South Florida, because it's become somewhat of a community center that provides so many resources for the children and families in the community. Not only are we focused on literacy skills and strengthening and ending this vicious cycle of illiteracy, but we've become this resource center for children and families. And it's all free of charge to everybody in the community, whether it be computer literacy training, whether it be, learning how to fill out an application. A parent resource center, provides resources for families and what have you. So we become this community center, and more communities need this, more boroughs in South Florida, because there's so much poverty here in South Florida that a lot of people really don't know about, So I'm excited about the Winter Groove. It continues to create awareness and draw attention to the work that we are doing, so that we can continue to build relationships, so that we can continue to help these young people. And it all kicks off Dr. King Weekend at Florida Memorial College. We're doing a youth summit with over 400 kids. Dr. Rosalind Artis, her. She's amazing president over at Florida Memorial College. And she's provided the university for us for the day to do a youth summit. And it has been a very impactful event for us and helping us get through to these kids and provide some insight and support and encouragement to the kids. And the day after that, we're doing a huge family health and wellness day, kind of similar to what you do, Tom, in Orlando. But it's more of a health component tied to it. And we do a 5K run walk, and that's free of charge for everyone. And that's going to be at the FIU Biscayne campus over there by my high school, Alonzo and Tracy Mourning High School.
That is so
right
great.
Right up at Biscayne Boulevard.
My high school.
And then on Sunday, we'll have your very own Gary Owen doing a comedy show for us over at the Marriott Marquis, and DJ Irie will be spinning as well. And then Monday we have our golf tournament. So that pretty much, rounds out the weekend.
Oh, wow.
It really is a party with a purpose.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Very much so.
It is.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, Alonzo, when, back in the day as a high school player, as a Georgetown player, all of this in your life and just looking back and taking what our parents tell us, but really putting it to purpose and doing such great things?
Well, you know what? We look at our lives, everybody should look at their lives and understand, the blessings that we do have, regardless of the things you feel like you don't have, you are blessed. You wake up in the morning with a roof over your head, and food on the table and what have you, clothes on your back. So it's important to kind of use your blessings to bless others. And that's the purpose of a blessing. And no, to answer your question, no, I would not have imagined that our philanthropic initiative would have grown to this level, but we continue to identify the needs here in our community. There's a 250,000 of South Florida's population that live below the poverty level. So, and a lot of people don't see that. They come to Miami and they see the glitz and glamour of, South Beach, and they go east of 95, but you go west of 95, it's a lot of poverty, a lot of these individuals and these young people, they unfortunately they have to play the hand that they are dealt, but many of us, all of us, would not be here without the contributions of others and our relationships and resources in our lives, And these young people have an opportunity. Many of them have the ability, just don't have the resources. So we try to provide that.
This is what year for the Groove?
This is the 18th year for 18th the Groove.
18th year, man.
18th year.
So proud of you.
Groove. Thanks, yeah. brother. And you can go to zoeswintergroove.com to find out more information. Thank you so much.
All right.
Congratulations. Give our love to Tracy.
Congrats. All right, we'll do. Thank you.
Yeah. They really do great work.
I'm telling you. Really do.
Yeah, from the DMV to South Florida.